Cologne. When we left Basel, we went to Hamburg by the way of Frankfurt, down the right bank of the Rhine. In returning, we came up the left bank of the river, passing through Cologne, Bingen, and Mayence. About 8 p.m. we reached Cologne, or Köln, as the Germans spell it and pronounce it. Here we spent the night. Our hotel was but a short distance from the celebrated cathedral, and we had a good view of it by moonlight. This is said to be the most magnificent Gothic edifice in the world. It is built, as cathedrals usually are, in the form of a cross, is 444 feet long, and has two towers, each 512 feet high, the loftiest in Europe. The building is covered with turrets and statuary, and presents a most imposing appearance. It was more than 600 years in building, and the names of the first architects have long since been forgotten. In 1848 was celebrated the 600th anniversary of the laying of the cornerstone. The cathedral was completed in 1880 at an estimated cost of $10 million. Cologne is one of the oldest cities of Northern Europe. It is said that a colony was planted here by the mother of Nero in 51 AD, and even this occupied the site of a still more ancient city. Many ruins of this early period are still in existence. The old streets are exceedingly narrow, and there are no sidewalks, or scarcely any. A few years ago, there was one street in which a man standing in the center and extending both arms at the same time could touch the buildings on each side. But most of the narrowest streets have now been swept away. This city possesses an interest for us far greater than that excited by its grand cathedral. Hither came Tyndale from Hamburg to complete the printing of the New Testament, hoping to find here better opportunities for sending the work, when finished, to England. He had not, however, proceeded far in his labors when his secret was betrayed, and he escaped from the city only in time to save his printed sheets from falling into the hands of the papists. A little boat conveyed him and his precious wares up the Rhine, along the very route which we are to take, to Worms. There he completed his great work, and England for the first time received the Bible printed in the language of the people.